Welcome back to another episode of Girls with Fun.
Hey, how are you?
I am doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. I'm hanging in there, as they say. Yeah. I don't know how much I want to go into it on the podcast, but I will just only say that I was recently laid off, so my real life is in shambles, but I will enjoy this hour of BTS time and not think about it too much.
Yeah, that's incredibly rough.
Yeah. We got back from Korea and I couldn't decide if I was like being paranoid or not, but I felt like there were like some weird vibes happening. And again, I'm not going to go into detail, but yeah, basically 2 weeks after we got back from Korea, I was laid off. So I will be okay. I'm totally fine. But if anyone has good job hunting resources, let me know. But yeah, I don't want to think too hard about it because I do not want to rant about it.
I just, well, all I'll say is hopefully this means even better is on the way for you.
Thank you.
Considering. But yeah. Rough out here in these streets, man.
It really is. It really is. I am grateful. I'll say this. I'm grateful we had our trip when we had our trip because it was before all of this other stuff unfolded. So like I got to just like really be in the moment and enjoy the trip. Like if this had happened before the trip and had been like weighing on me, I don't even know what that would have been like. It would have been such a downer. So I'm not happy it happened, but I am grateful the timing was how it was. So
I thought the same.
yeah, that would have been so crappy if after like 5 years of planning and just like all the hype and time and effort we put into planning, if that had happened. So I'll just be grateful and leave it there.
Yeah, well, pray you find something very quick.
Thank you. Yeah, I need to. 2025 is looming. Like, Jen's coming back from the military. Like, I need to get my financial affairs in order quickly.
Hopefully the craziest thing we get in 2025 is an album and not an entire tour. So
I mean, who knows, right? Who
yeah,
knows with that?
you never know. Well, today's episode today's episode is another special episode. A special episode about a special person. Today we are focusing on J-Hope, the man, the myth, the legend.
I was wondering, is he our second favorite Aquarius or our first favorite Aquarius?
Well, I don't know. He's
You guys share the
my
position for first.
yeah, he's my favorite Aquarius, but you know.
You don't value yourself more.
I'm all right. I'll let y'all debate who's top spot or not. But
I'll
anyways.
say you're sharing top spot.
Yeah, so continuing the member series. Fell off for a second there. I thought we were going to be done with this series by the time we got
We do
back.
what we can in this world.
Yeah. Really, it's because I was expecting that they weren't going to be as active as they were. So I underestimated BTS once again. We've had plenty of content between now and what? When did we start this? December? Yeah, we've had a lot of content in between then. So
Yeah,
that's a
wow.
good thing. That's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. I just I thought we were gonna kind of like blaze through this member series, but here we are. We're like kind of halfway done. I don't know.
Just us eating our words, like, what will we do? What will we talk about? They're like, you're we went away, you're still busy.
Exactly. Get on your Zoom. Oh God.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll start it off like I always do. What were you doing on Christmas Eve of 2010?
Well, I was probably home from college, but it was my first semester of freshman year, so I was also in my baby era. And now you're gonna make me feel incredibly old, but tell me, what were you doing on December 24th, 2010?
I guess I was, I'm assuming I was a sophomore in high school.
So for more.
I think so. Yeah, I
Oh
want to say that's
my
right.
goodness.
Yeah, so high school. I don't know, what was I doing? Probably watching like those like really old Christmas shows that would come on TV. The ones that are like claymation.
Claymate. Yes, I yep, yeah, we don't even have to talk.
Maybe like Charlie Brown Christmas. Yeah. But that was the day that J-Hope first entered the BTS dorms. And did he walk in on a shirtless Suga? Was he in like underwear or something? Or am I mixing that up with somebody
It
else's
seems to be a
story?
common theme, so you know, no one's ever
I
fully clothed in that dorm, so which I mean, fair. When I'm home by myself, I mean, you
another
do what you want.
or I don't know if I'm mixing that up with someone else, but
I
I feel like, was it JK that walked in on Namjoon shirtless? I don't know. Am I making this up?
lore is rich. I mean,
Yeah, I
yeah.
don't know.
I know, I think you're right. Or did he? Because Sugar was the only one in the dorm when he got there,
I think
right? I
so.
remember that. And did they like eat like
Chicken
Korean
together?
chicken together?
I
Or am
think
I
so.
like, yeah.
I think so.
We're inventing this like whole backstory, just spitballing off of each other. Yeah, no, this is like the definition of like Apocrypha, right? Like the lost texts.
This is the so what pet
I've never
fic.
read one of those. I haven't, so I mean, I wouldn't know
Ooh, anyway, yeah, so I mean, where do I really start? I feel like I probably should really start from the very beginning, so let me go here and we'll like backtrack. What's that like really common trope in movies where they're like,
Flashback.
yeah. Would you not believe like this was me? Let me tell you my story. And then they like whatever.
This is me. This is me in high school. You might be thinking, he's a really cool guy who just moved into the big hit dorm. But before he was a really cool guy who moved into the big hit dorm, let me tell you a little bit about my backstory before and how I got
Exactly.
here. Yeah.
Literally that.
My next career is like a voiceover
Yeah.
narrator. To like breathe in the mic.
So J-Hope, as we all know, or I'm assuming for the most part, born in Gwangju, South Korea, eldest of two. Right? No, he's a youngest.
Youngest,
He's a
I was
yeah.
like, hold on.
Like,
I was like, ready to
what
just like back you up on
are
anything, and then it was
you talking
like,
about?
it like buffered, and I was
Like, no,
like,
he's the youngest.
wrong.
His sister is
Yeah.
older than him. Yeah, and. I don't know what his mom's occupation is, but his dad's a teacher, right?
Correct. And I think, like, I was gonna say an English teacher, but that is incorrect because it's Korea. He's like a literature, like Korean literature
Yeah,
teacher.
yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So apparently now I'm reading this from like a very old Japanese translation from like what? Japan Official Fan Club Magazine Volume 1, My Biography with BTS, J-Hope Edition. So assuming the translation is accurate, bear with me. Honestly, I felt like we had a lot of like material when it came to finding out things for Suga and Namjoon, and this is what I was talking about in the beginning of the series. I was worried that like we were going to have a hard time finding info. But there seems to be quite a bit of Hobie information out there. I think that's also due in part to him being open, especially within the last few years. But this is kind of all over the place, so bear with me. But anyway, yeah, apparently he went to a kindergarten that was very art focused. Which he laughs about because he said his art sucks, which I'm like, all right.
It's
We don't
interesting though, because like I mean, art is like a million things, not just like
Yeah,
painting, right? Like, think about his eye for fashion and stuff. Like,
yeah.
did it all start there?
It very well could have. Let's see. He says he was a really active child and he loved to do sports. His first dream was to be a tennis player. We have seen that in like Run BTS. A few episodes, if I'm correct, they did like a little tennis series and they were roasting him for like coming third place in like a three-person series or something.
I was like, third place, so good.
Yeah. But anyways, he said he was really bad at it. It's also like, okay, you're a kid.
Have you ever watched kids play soccer? Like, I
Like,
mean,
exactly. He says he was like grade two. Like, he can only do so much. There's only so many like Serena Venus Williams out there.
can you
Like,
imagine like baby Hobie playing tennis? Like, I'm kind of like screaming internally right now. Like, how cute would that be?
very cute.
Imagine seeing a tiny Hobie with like a racket the size of his body.
Exactly. Very cute.
Anyway, yeah.
What was I going to say? Yeah, I guess he gave up the tennis dream. And then sometime in third grade, he found his love for dance. So much so that he was even featured in like a school video as a representative of, I don't know if it was like a school like exercise kind of thing. Anyway, that's when he found he was in love with dance, which is very cute. He's been passionate about it since then. So yeah, I think it progressed somewhere between like fourth and fifth grade, and this is where it got a little dicey. Like the reports were varying here, but somewhere between fourth and fifth grade, he really got into dancing more seriously. And he started doing freestyling. And I think sometime in middle school is when he wanted to take it more seriously. But his father was a bit apprehensive about it, particularly because he did quite well in school. And so I guess he wanted to excel, wanted him to excel academically rather as opposed to additional after school activities like dance would be, I guess. Also, I guess I can understand that considering his father was a teacher. He might have some expectations for him. But yeah. Apparently he danced freestyle for his dad with no music on, and his dad was like, "Well, I guess this is your dream. Go for it."
But honestly, it had to be so impressive, like, to come into your dad with no music, just you dancing. Because I can envision how that might go in my own family. Like, they're very
Yeah.
supportive and I love them, but like, it had to be a really good performance. And
Yeah.
even in his documentary series, he was talking about like, he was in the car with his like mentor, right? Boogaloo Kin, right? And he was saying, like, back in the day, like, I used to just like dance in the living room, and my family would be like, "Show me what you got. Show me what you got." Like as a way to convince them. So maybe he was alluding to this era.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His life kind of reads like a movie. Can just see it in my head. It's kind of giving like Disney Channel original. No, Dad, I want to be a dancer. Let me show you.
The
And
Troy
then,
Bolton basketball
yeah,
scene.
exactly. And then the dad gets it.
Yeah.
But so much so that, like, I mean, they supported him enough that he starts going to like a dance hagwon.
I was confused about that, and I want to hear, like, you know, where your research took it, because I binged the whole docu-series this weekend, and when I was watching the Neuron episode, he was talking about how he didn't really have money for classes. And we hear so much about, like, Yoongi started from the bottom and like worked his way up, or he didn't have family support, or he had to choose between this and that. And like, you never really hear the same narrative about like Hobi's family not having money for his lessons. And then interestingly, he also talked about, he mentioned some dance studio called like Level Six, but then when we were doing research, I saw there were like two other dance academies. So like Neuron wasn't his first dance academy, as far as I could tell. That came later. But anyway, I'll let you continue. But I was just like getting confused.
Let's see if I can find the name. One was like Joy. I don't know if I can. No, maybe I'll find it later. But
Sorry, there's sirens here. Let me turn off my mic for a minute.
yeah, I'll find it later. But anyway, I did read that he danced at a Hagwon, but like you were saying, he couldn't really like afford the classes, so it sounds like he was admitted, but maybe certain classes he couldn't take because he said that he would sit like on the couch and like kind of watch them dance sometimes, like he couldn't participate. So yeah, and some other sources were saying that he traveled like an hour after school to get to this dance center. So he was like really committed, and another source was saying that his mom like took up, I don't know if it was an extra job or just a job in general, maybe she wasn't working prior in order to like finance his dance studies. So they were pretty supportive and he was pretty committed in the beginning. And then at some point, yes, he does join. It sounds like he joined two dance teams. One, I'm not sure what the first one was, but then it became Neuron. Or I should say, he joined one and then later joined Neuron. Yeah, it says in his second year of middle school, he joined a certain dance team, which I'm assuming is Neuron as the youngest member. Yeah.
I had muted myself because of the sirens, but just came off mute. But it looks like the other two academies were Joy Dance and Plug-In Music
Okay.
Academy.
Yeah. He says with Neuron, he joined street dancing competition and won lots of awards too. And he really started to dream of becoming an artist. So he auditioned and won a popularity award at JYP Entertainment. And even received a 300,000 won prize. That's pretty nice.
I mean, that's like 300 bucks ish,
The
right?
second
When
year of
you're
school, I'd be like, I'm paid.
Right? I was just about to say, when you're like a kid in school, like
Exactly.
$300, you're like, dang.
Exactly. And
Now
I
I
was
spend
rich.
that on like car repairs or something, but that's the
Exactly.
lame adulthood. But anyway,
Start like
yeah.
spreading them out on your arm. Like, look at all the.
Posting on his Instagram.
It was. I wonder what he spent it on. Did he spend it on like tuition or did he like blow it on something stupid? Because I definitely would have. I would have blown it on something
Sneakers.
dumb.
His
Sneakers,
first pair of
like
fancy
some
sneakers.
clothes, some like really cheap jewelry. I don't know. Like I was also collecting magazines at one point. Like I had a really bad habit. Like any amount of allowance I got. Yeah. So I probably would have blew it on dumb stuff like that.
Probably would have bought like all the Sims expansion packs or something, so I can't act like I'm any better.
Oh gosh. Also J-Hope by JYP.
Can you imagine like the timeline we almost had? That would have been crazy.
J-Hope and GOT7.
J-Hope and GOT7 or J-Hope in
In
GOT7?
GOT7.
In.
I mean, it's around the same time.
I mean, yeah. That'd be so weird. I mean, but we wouldn't know any different.
I'm just trying
You
to
were
think
gonna
of
bias
the.
him either way, basically,
Yeah,
is what I'm
exactly. Basically, I'm trying to
hearing.
think of the dynamics of like J-Hope, Jackson, and like Bam Bam being in one group together. That would just be so chaotic.
I just know like Hobie's kind of like what word do I want to use? Like his strict personality. Somehow I feel like I don't know if I don't know how that would vibe in GOT7. Maybe it would be fine. But I'm
Yeah,
just envisioning
I
him
don't
trying
know.
to tell Bam Bam and Yugi Yum and like Jackson want to do.
Mm.
Like, specifically.
I could see that going over better than I could see him, like, beefing with JB. Whatever, like,
it's like... I was thinking about that, but I wasn't sure. Like, I'm not the Auguste here, so defer to you, but I was thinking about that. And I was like, that'd interesting.
Funny. That'd be really funny. Anyway, back to BTS.
This is the fic that we should have had. Honestly, forget Jackson Wong hosting the parties. I want the J-Hope JB, like, angry crossover fic. But oh God. Anyway, someone write that. Go.
Ooh. So, as we know
enemies
from
to lover. Sorry, anyway. I'm done.
She's still going.
I'm done. Keep going.
As we know from the record of BTS, J-Hope was technically signed first, right? Maybe not. Well, yeah, signed first, right? Yes. Signed first and was trained at the dance centers that he was attending. He was like, they were outsourcing his training there. So that's why he arrives later to the dorms than the other two. So
yeah, this is a point where I've always been confused, but I think you and I talked about it maybe in Namjoon's episode or when we were talking about the book. I think I finally figured out my like strings connecting all the photos. Like, I think J-Hope signed first but was training in Gwangju, and like Namjoon was the first one to be like earmarked for BTS, whatever BTS was, and they didn't really have a plan for J-Hope. And based on everything else we read, I still think that's true.
Yeah, I'm just wondering what was going on in like Bang PD's mind, considering that he was known as like being a guy for like writing hit ballads and stuff like that. Like, I guess the power of Namjoon was so strong that he was like, I have to make a hip hop group, or was he like already like, let me think outside the box and come up with something new? Like, what was going on? And then like, you already have J-Hope, so like, what were you planning to do with him? Like, he had to already be scheming something.
Yeah.
He didn't know what it was. He was plotting on something.
Yeah. I find Bang PD like a really fascinating character, but we don't have time for that in this episode. That will be like my 5-part end the podcast, drop the mic, walk away from it all episode. Yeah. Because like, so many questions.
Member series bonus episode, and it's
the 8th member of Bang PD. Honestly.
Oh God. We could do it. No. No. Only time I would do that is if I sat down at Bang PD himself.
I mean, from your lips to the universe's ears.
Oh God.
Actually though, like if that ever happened, that would be like our last episode. If I knew Bang PD was aware of this podcast, I'd be like, and we're done, that's it.
Not the BTS interview, just the
yeah. If there's a BTS interview, I'm already like, I've already left this plane of existence. Like, I might be there physically, but it's just like steam, radioactive glow. My body's just like,
oh,
done.
Oh God.
Anyway, J-Hope. Hobie.
Yeah. J-Hope. Yeah, so he starts getting lessons as a trainee. He said in spring of 2010, so it wasn't that long that he was getting these lessons before he heads to the dorms, I guess. He says he doesn't have many memories of his friends with while he was in high school or middle school, I guess because he was being a trainee. So, or he has memories of middle school, but not many memories of high school, because that's when he started being a trainee, which was kind of sad hearing that. But do you care when you're J-Hope BTS that you didn't like, you don't remember high school that much? I don't know.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. This was interesting. He says in high school, he enrolled to the school where his father was teaching. I would not want to go to the school where my dad was teaching. Well, I'm assuming it's in a different class, but.
Yeah. I don't know. We had some teachers whose like kids went to my high school. I can think of one art teacher and one gym teacher. I don't know how you could like fairly grade your own child, but that's tangential. But also begs the question, like, was Hobie's dad, like, did he transfer to Seoul? Like, if Hobie's in Seoul at this point, or is this in Gwangju? Am I getting confused?
It's kind of unclear.
Because I'm just thinking, if you were, so, well, if you were a sophomore in high school when Hobie moved, and he's a year older than you, then he could have been like a junior in high school. So maybe he could have started high school in Gwangju. Although, do they start in 10th grade?
Yeah, I don't know.
So maybe he could have had like 1 year at school with his dad. I don't know.
Or maybe it was just like a few months and then he transfers to Seoul. So yeah, I'm not sure.
Maybe it didn't work out going to school with his dad.
Anyway, he talks a lot about this being his like entry point to rap. And in the environment, he was pretty much like forced to learn rap, because how could you not learn rap in that environment where they're just like freestyling every moment?
And at that point, it was still more of a hip hop crew. Like,
yeah,
one of the posts was talking about the dorm, and it was like before Vocal Line was really there.
Yeah, exactly. And eventually it just came to a point where these three were like the only confirmed members of the group, and they were just doing a bunch of rotations. And yeah, they were supposed to be, well, they did debut as a rap group, so I won't say they were supposed to be, but yeah, it was very, very, very hip hop focused. So it's only right that he started rapping as well as dancing. He says after he became a trainee, the member lineup changed for a year and a half. He fell into a slump during this time, wondering when he would debut. And it was very mentally tiring for them. And then JK comes along. let's see if there's anything else from the history that I want to point out.
When did J-Hope say that he wanted to leave? Was that later?
Had to be when JK arrives, right? Because didn't JK keep him there?
Yeah.
So sometime around there. Says he attended that...
Oh, go ahead. No, you.
I was going to say, it says that he attended Joy Dance Academy from 10 to 16. Chicken Noodle Soup was one of the first, was the first choreography that he learned. So that was a full circle moment for him to release Chicken Noodle Soup later.
Yeah.
Didn't in the documentary, did it say, like, was it Wagging that was his first, like, dance that he learned? And then, like, it progressed into, like, hip hop. Do you recall that?
I remember him saying he did a lot of
not whacking. Popping?
Popping. Yeah, I was gonna say I remember him talking about doing a lot of popping at first.
Pops. Confusing the dance terms. Yeah, of course. I didn't take any notes while watching that documentary, so don't
mine is me, just but... like the stream of consciousness.
I thought popping was like first, like boogaloo, and then it became, or it turned into hip-hop.
Yeah, it was interesting because hip-hop was a style that he said he was more confident in, and then he meets Link and he's like, there's things I can't do.
locking
which I thought it was popping, but yeah,
maybe they go hand in hand. They go hand in hand in my head, but I'm not a dancer, so don't kill me if you are a dancer. Don't
go hand in hand. It's funny, I binged the documentary this weekend and all my social media ads were like, buy these special dance shoes, and I'm like, you misunderstand my interest. Like, I will not be, I mean, I dance for fun like at Zumba class, but I will not be buying specialty shoes, you know.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, I think that's like, is that about it on like the history? I feel like I'm missing something.
Well, he featured in a few different things. Once he came up to, oh wait, I didn't mean to start a video. Don't play any noise. No, I was trying to scroll. Please.
He featured in a few of what, okay. 2 a.m. Joquan's music videos?
Yes, and I thought it was a full circle moment. Speaking of chicken noodle soup and full circle moments, he performed Yoon Mirai's song Black Happiness during his audition with Big Hit, which I thought was cool, given that she's featured in Neuron, the song. But he also, yeah, so he was in Animal by Joquan. He was credited as Jung Ho Sok in 2012. He was also one of the dancers in I'm Da Won. And then he was a glam backup dancer for one of their music show performances for the song Glamorous or MK in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
So there were lots of chances to... basically see him even before debut, though I don't think he had the moniker J-Hope yet, because I think they were crediting him as like Jung Ho Sok of BTS, but I think that might have been in 2012. I don't know if he was credited as of BTS in 2011. But I will say it was interesting, and this is from the Medium article, which we can link, but it's referencing the book. They talk about how J-Hope, I mean, so the book says, and this is credited as page 70 of the ebook, but Jimin says, we got fan letters and presents, each and every one of us, except for V, obviously, who was like the hidden member. But okay, there's a couple sources right after that. J-Hope was popular even before he debuted. His dance skills were widely talked about among other trainees in the industry. Taehyung shared that his classmates at his art high school kept asking him if he was really teammates with the famous street dancer from Gwangju. It says, in fact, Big Hit, which was a relatively small agency at the time, was referred to as, quote, Hosok's company, end quote, attesting to the fact that J-Hope was one of the trainees to watch out for before his eventual debut. So we always joke about Jin Hit, but Hobi Hit back in the day.
I think that also goes to, like, the numerous stories we've heard of, like, I don't know, J-Hope having this like really alluring kind of like dominating presence that like pulls you in such a way. I don't know, we've heard about like staff talk about him really highly in that way, or I don't know, I feel like Sue, who was just on our podcast, was kind of alluding to that as well about his presence and whatnot, so I don't know.
Tugging my hair behind my ear.
Hobi Hit as well.
Yeah, it's interesting too though, because in the docuseries they were interviewing a member of Neuron. I should have taken better notes. There were a couple people throughout the docuseries though that said like he's J-Hope of BTS, like you think he would be this big star, but he stays like really humble, or like he's not cocky or showy, which is interesting too, especially if he always had Riz, as the kids say, or like if he always had some kind of like cool persona, you know, that he's also like really down to earth is quite cool. Because if you were cool, like if you were cool at 16, like you could be a real jerk. You could be,
yeah,
giving someone who peaked in high school energy, you know what I mean? But obviously he doesn't give that.
Yeah, I did want to point out, because you mentioned earlier about his like moniker and being known as Jungkook at the time and not J-Hope, I forgot to mention that he was originally known as Smile Ahoya. I have to at least mention that at least one right. time. Very
someone very in Neuron gave him that nickname. He mentioned that in the docuseries.
Yeah. Let's see. There was something else I wanted.
They were even kind of roasting him about that, because he was laughing and they were like, you and your goofy mouth or something like that. And he was like smiling and trying to cover his smile. And I was like, I know you're his friend, but like square up.
Not too much.
Yeah, exactly. Like, like putting my arm in my like Suga 93 jacket, like in the corner.
This was an interesting note. And I don't know how true this is, but there's a mention here that during his audition with Big Hit, J-Hope was asked to dance by the audition manager, but the employee had to step out of the practice room to take a call, leaving J-Hope inside, who continued to dance for 3 hours straight. I need to know. I need the fact check. Like, is that for real? Why did the employee not come back? They just forgot about it.
Oh, I don't know, but I would like to know, but I don't know.
Yeah. But that shows how hungry he was for it. I don't know. Was he thinking, like, are cameras watching me? Like, he just kept dancing for 3 hours straight.
I give him credit because, like, I was recently at a doctor's appointment and they just, like, forgot about me in the room. And after, like, 20 minutes, I went out. Not even 20. It was probably, like, 10 to 15. I was like, where am I supposed to be right now? Like, take me somewhere else. Like, for him to just stay there, whereas I'm like, do we have a problem? Like,
yeah.
I mean, I'm not passionate about going to the doctors. Like, he's passionate about dancing, so maybe that's the difference. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I thought it was interesting that he was the first to sign the exclusive contract with Big Hit, but he was the third member to be officially announced as a member of BTS.
Who came first? Was it Jin and Suga? Was it Rapline?
I'm assuming in that order.
Yeah, that was my assumption, but I didn't know for sure.
Yeah. Unless they're talking about, like, the previous version of BTS. But I'm assuming they're talking about this lineup. I don't know at what point did the other members, like, the other original members of BTS, like, were no longer. Like, how long did that last before they were like, all right, let's scrap this and look for some new trainees?
I was reading the pre-debut post by Babsaid, who we used a lot for RM and Suga, but again, there wasn't like a Hopi specific post by them, but in that post they were like, things, I think it was part one, but they were saying like, things get really murky from like 2011 to 2012. It's really hard to like figure out like when those changes were happening or like when the group took a new turn.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just scrolling quickly. Interestingly, if Hobie was the first one in, they're talking about, this is kind of a tangent, but there's like a reality music competition on NBC called Star Edition, and it says Bang PD was a judge, and then it has like the monthly rankings of the idols at that point in time. And it's like Ikjae is number one, Namjoon is ranked two, which is crazy. Supreme Boy is ranked three, also crazy for other reasons. Yoongi is ranked four, and unranked is Hoseok and Youngman, which is crazy. If he's the one with this persona, he was dancing for 3 hours, he moved up there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Seeing how you rank against your peers, like, maybe that's my American trauma, but I just feel like it would not fly.
Well, is it at the time they're, like, highly focused on rap, and he's, like, learning how to rap?
True.
Learning how to, like, evolve that part of him, so. But, yeah, I get your point. Seeing how you're ranking amongst your other members is kind of...
Well, how are you supposed to, like, form a team attitude? Like, I know that it's a competitive system, and obviously you know that everyone is competing against each other. But yeah, to have it, like, so explicit, like, Julie, Kalea is ranked number one, and you're ranked number two. Like, how are we going to be friends if I'm trying to, like, I like you, but I'm also trying to, like, take your spot?
Mm.
You know? Yeah. Like, I just... don't even, like, I would be like square up at the dorm, like, I don't know, be like, oh, I used all the hot water, like, I'm a petty bee. I don't know, like, I don't know.
And it's probably why they talk about those little like squabbles they had in the beginning. Yeah, I'm sure it probably breeds that kind of environment. Like, they weren't like buddy buddies
Yeah. Well, and
For
you've talked about
bacon,
that even
right?
into like 2014-ish. Some of those old
Yeah. A little dicey.
videos were like, ooh. Like you say you're friends, but like what's going on?
Yeah. I mean, even this article says that RM, J-Hope, and Suga trained separately, like from the rest of the other trainees. I don't know how long that lasted, but it says they took classes separately from the other trainees.
I did see that,
Aside from the
but
three rappers, no one knew who would debut with them at the time. Like, how long did that last?
I mean, I don't know. Even in my brain, I'd be like, why are we training separate? Are we like the A squad? Are we like the remedial squad? Like, why do we have our own thing? Like, are they my fiercest competition? Like, how is Rap Line like that? That video that lives in my head rent free of like Namjoon straight up body checking Hobi and like during the UGG stage, like was that years of like residual resentment like overflowing?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm joking. I'm sure they're friends now, but well, I'm not sure. It would seem they're friends now, right? But I
Yeah.
just don't even know, like other than trauma bonding, like
Yeah.
how that would work out.
There's a comment here about J-Hope being the most experienced and knowledgeable member of BTS, and so he took it upon himself to become team leader in a dance sense, which I made me think, how long is Jimin dancing? But I guess it's like, okay, Jimin was not doing that kind of dance. Also, Jimin joins later. So yeah, he would be the one that would lead in theory in terms of hip hop.
Yeah, this always annoys me, and like I'll save this for the Jimin episode slash the Bang PD interview. But when they talk about like Bang PD wasn't really feeling Jimin, and Jimin like was this close to not making it, except for the staff that like really advocated for him. Like maybe Hobi became the leader not based on like time spent dancing, but like if his position was like more assured than Jimin's. You know what I mean? Because it's if Hobi was really focused on popping, especially early. I mean, I was realizing this watching the documentary, like Hobi's background definitely informs BTS, but like BTS is not doing like street dance. Like he was struggling in some of those episodes, right? And so like even if Jimin did contemporary dance, I guess my point is like if Jimin's doing contemporary or modern dance and Hobi's doing street dance, like neither of those styles fully feeds into what they're doing now. Maybe Hobi's is closer, but
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. That's a good point. Maybe
Pure
the initial, I
speculation.
don't know. I'm like, maybe the initial phases, right? When it was like a more hip hop themed group. I guess that could work.
Mean, Hobi is older, so maybe there's like a hierarchy thing going on.
There's that too. But again, I also think it's like Jimin joined later as well. So, and that's no discredit to J-Hope, obviously. Like, he's obviously an amazing dancer and
Oh, yeah,
very well
completely.
has earned the title of like dance leader. There's mention here of him feeling anxious about his future and considering leaving Big Hit to debut in another agency, which I kind of see that. You're like, where's this going? It's like 30 different trainees that rotated out of here. Bonk, but really resume really doesn't even read that this group is gonna. The rent is due.
10 people in the dorm.
Exactly. We're about to get
Like,
kicked out. Like, where is this going?
honestly, though, like, if he had won that competition with JYP, like, okay, no shade to like Big Hit back in the day. But if you're like, my choice is JYP, it's 2012. You're like, my choice is JYP or Big Hit.
Yeah.
I mean,
I mean, you're not wrong.
that takes some foresight, let's say. He
Yeah.
saw the vision. We saw the vision.
Exactly. Yeah. There was a comment here that I thought was appropriate, which kind of ties into what we'll get into later about why I love J-Hope. But anyway, Bong PD describes J-Hope as the personification of diligence. I think that like sums up J-Hope very well.
Dude, like, literally broke his knee, not really, but like injured his knee practicing that no more dream drop. So
yeah, it's like, it doesn't matter what it is, if he puts his mind to it, he's not only gonna like do it, but he's gonna do it like exceedingly well.
Do it to the point of injury. That's where I would draw the line. The second I'm like, my ankle hurts, like, I have to stop.
Yeah, like, but he's like, no, I have to keep going. And let it be known that he was well loved from the beginning, like you were saying. He received letters and presents from fans who were looking forward to his debut. So I know there's like a running narrative on the internet. I shouldn't even say running narrative, because sometimes you can see it, right? You can go and look at views on YouTube, and you know, you see the solo cams, and you can start comparing the members of who gets more views than others. And I have my own theories about solo albums and whatnot, so I'm not gonna say it's like completely inaccurate, but he wasn't an absolute square. Like, people didn't like he wasn't like hated or something like that.
Dang, so brutal.
You know, like, he was well loved. Yeah. Is that it? I think that's enough. I think it's enough on the history. We haven't even.
Let me look real quick just at my notes, because I just, there were a few things that I wanted to flag, but I feel like we probably talked about it. Just ranting about Amazon Prime having ads now for half of these notes.
Oh my god. Honestly. Was that Prime where I was watching? It's Prime and it's YouTube as well. It's in the middle of it. It's like 60-second ad. Like, what am I paying for?
I know. I think we ranted about this before when you watched the documentary, so I'll stop myself there. But
it's annoying.
Yeah, any day. Yeah. I have a bunch of notes. I guess the only thing I wanted to flag, we were joking about Aquarius, like in episode 2, Hobie's in the car with his mentor, right, Boogaloo Ken, and Hobie's like, he's like talking about like do or die doesn't exist anymore. Like that desperation isn't there, we're not desperate. And I looked at Boogaloo Ken and he's a Virgo, and he's instantly like, no, you don't feel that way. And he's just like calling him on his stuff. And I was just like kind of laughing at the dynamic. Like, I was wondering why they chose to have him. Like, at first I thought he was just the guest for the first episode, but then he was on like all the episodes, right? And I was like, why did they have this if they called him like 3 days before? But he was like, honestly, a good sounding board. He made it like interesting, or give Hobie a chance to like talk. But yeah
I had the same thoughts as well.
I was just laughing at the dynamic. We don't have to go into the show because I know you talked about it before, and yeah, but anyway,
well, what do we get into next? Fave J Hope tracks.
It's okay. Fave J Hope tracks. I'm like, yes, I'm ready for this part of the lesson. Let's go.
Let's save the cute part for the end. So Fave J Hope tracks.
Future. I was listening to that today. Still slaps, still obsessed. I think On the Street featuring J. Cole.
Okay.
Ranks up there for me. I think Mama as well. I'll complete my trifecta. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're good. Let me think. I wish they would put one verse on DSPs. Because I need it. So, but that's not going to happen because of the sample, which is really annoying.
Yeah.
I just think, I don't know. I remember when that dropped, you had to be outside. It had to be outside. I don't know. It was just like, yeah. It was everything. It's just been like really fun watching him progress as a rapper as well. Yeah, watching his evolution as a rapper over time has just been really fun. I think one verse is one of those moments where I was like, okay, yeah. Like, he's not even played with.
I'm sad.
Pretty much. I think Piece of Peace Part One is like, I don't know, probably top three. And J-Hope songs for me. I want to know what Part Two is supposed to be. And if we'll ever get it. Like, where was he going with that? Let's see. From Jack in the Box? Is it Equal Sign? It's either Equal Sign or Safety Zone. And I really like I Don't Know off of this latest one. I do really enjoy that. Of course, the J. Cole collab was really fun. I enjoyed that as well.
He even talked about it in the documentary, but I think the timing of when he dropped that track, like right before he left as well, that impacts like why I'm so sentimental about it.
Makes sense. Yeah, I don't know. I really appreciate the good vibes he brings with his discography. And that he kind of keeps us guessing. I wouldn't say that Hope on the Street sounds like Hope World. I mean, it's not too far off. But I feel like you get like a different flavor with each album. So I appreciate that from him.
And remember when like Jack in the Box came out and everyone was like, "Our Rainbow Sunshine Prince Hoseok," and then he releases this kind of like, I don't want to say like Y2K emo boy album, but it's like a darker, I mean, at least in, I mean, I would say in terms of content, but also like in terms of aesthetic, it was a much darker image. Like, you never know. He keeps us guessing in a good way. Like, you never know what you're gonna get.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Let's see. Well, let's get to it. Favorite J-Hope things.
I don't know what this says about me, so I won't go into it too much, but I do like seeing like dance lead J-Hope / strict J-Hope. Make it that way you will.
Yeah.
I think because it's like, you know, when like, it's like the cognitive dissonance, I guess. Like, he's so cheery, like his image of like sunshine boy, but then you see he has this like other side.
Yeah. Like when it's time, he's focused, like it's business.
Yeah.
I know exactly.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, the members are like describing him as scary.
Yeah, I mean, internal screaming intensifies. Like
that, like brief moment in the Disney doc when the dancers like we're not doing it, doing a great job, and he's like, "This really is." I thought we were gonna like really see something, but like, I see the vision. I wonder how much that ended out.
They were like, cut the tapes. Yeah. Yeah. Woo. I have a thought for you, but I'll save it for off the track. Yeah. Remind me at the end. What else do I love about J-Hope? I don't know if this is like a major thing, but it comes to mind, but like the way he interacts with his sister, we don't see it that much, but like she'll post little clips of their like interactions on her Instagram stories, and he's always like speaking really cutely to her and like asking her for skincare and stuff, and I don't know why, but I also just find that extremely endearing.
Yeah, it is cute. Seems like they have a great relationship.
Yeah. I want to see them together more. I would love a documentary with like her and him, or like a travel show or something. But I don't think we'll get that, but I think it would be cute.
That'd be fun. Two fashionistas.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah. Bring back like What Not to Wear, but like nicer. It's just them being nicer. Yeah. Not like shaming people. They'd be like, yes, and also, instead of being like, burn it immediately.
Yeah. I don't know. First of all, what's not to love? This is crazy when you, that's, it's your, like, it's your bias. Like, I love his. You have an hour?
I mean, yes, go for it.
Anyways, yeah, like I was saying earlier, on a more serious note, yeah, I appreciate his passion for everything. I think that's probably like the most alluring, or like one of my favorite things about him, just how like passionate he is about everything. I should say, at least the things that he cares about. Yeah, he's always gonna like put his best foot forward. He's gonna give it his all, like literally his all, like you were saying, to like the brink of where it's like, this is a little alarming, but
like you give it your all, not 99%, like all,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, his attention to detail, his creativity. I don't know. He just has like a, yeah, his eye for certain things. His ability to like paint a story, paint a really interesting narrative. Yeah, I don't know. He's just like all around creative. Like to your point of what you were saying earlier, he's, it didn't have to necessarily just be drawing, but like he's an artist, like in every sense of the definition, he is like an artist through and through. Yeah. On a more unserious note, obsessed with his laugh, obsessed with his smile, his cheekies with the dimple combo, his ears that fold in when he wears a beanie.
Oh my god.
yeah, his yeah. sense of fashion is like right up my alley. Chef's kiss.
If you guys were a couple, it would be like too powerful. Like the fashion, like every day is fashion week. Like
we would eat, but then he might be like in my closet like, no, not this one, and I'm like, no, this is cute, and then we're like arguing.
I just like, it would be, I'm just a person who enjoys being cozy, so I would, you would be like, double date with our man, and I'd be like, yeah. Yeah, give me a week to get ready, because I would know that you were like,
yeah,
bringing the outfits.
Yeah. Him being cute, literally just, I don't know, everything it is that he does, right? Everything is cute.
Can I offer a counterpoint though that obsessed. Popped into my head?
What is
to
it?
Him being cute. Like him being, I'm sorry, I'm just gonna say it, like him being fine as, censor myself, like
I was getting there.
I was thinking, okay. Yeah, no, okay. I was like, right. He's so cute and like wholesome, and then I was thinking about that iconic Dior outro tear fit, and I was like, yeah, he's cute, but he's also,
yeah,
yeah,
like you were saying, the juxtaposition, like the,
yeah,
on the other hand.
Yeah, and on the other hand, and on the other hand. Four hands across, yeah.
Oh god. Yeah, him being like super clean, I just find that funny, just like his comments about like the other members and them not being as clean, it's just funny. I won't
He must
bring
have
up
really
any of
been
it.
going through it when it was like 10 of them in that one room dorm.
I'm sure.
He must have been like in crisis.
Let me see. I don't know, just everything
You talked about his smile, and I think like people talk about Tay's boxy smile, which I agree, so cute. But Hobie also with his like heart-shaped smile, the little like dip in the middle.
100%.
The way that I'm like, if anyone heard me say, I'm like the dip in his mouth when he smiles, like non-army can't relate, but
Yeah. What else? I don't know. It's everything about him. I love that man.
things we love about Hobie, everything. Okay, drop
Yeah,
the
exactly. Honestly,
I like how humble he stays. It was really on display in the docuseries. Like he could just be chilling. He could have taken that time. It seemed like a little bit rushed on the one hand, right? Because he had to leave for the military, and like he was even talking about that in the docuseries. So it had to be like right before, you know? But like he could have just taken that time to chill, but he's always like learning, always trying to like rediscover his roots, like stay true to himself, like find what drives him. I think like he could totally just be like, I'm J-Hope of BTS. I don't have to continue to work on dance, but he is.
It's kind of inspirational the way he's like always like, I don't know, trying to reinvent himself but also stay true to his roots in some sense.
He gives me a sense of someone who's like really curious about the world, and also like the way he was talking, like what drives people, what motivates people. Anyway, welcome to my 10-hour Hobie TED Talk.
The like sort of air of mystery around him. It's also learning his stage presence, his insane stage presence.
I feel like everyone I've met, pretty much every army I've ever talked to, they would be, well, specifically Hobie biases, but also others are like, I liked Hobie, but like I didn't really know. And then I saw him on stage. You know, like everyone sees him perform and they're just done.
Yeah, that was literally me. Saw Just Dance at Love Yourself, and I was like, well,
That'll do it for me. It's
time
a wrap.
to convert. Yeah. It was everything. I can like pinpoint the exact like Selca to when I fell in love. That's crazy, right? I like literally can do that.
Selka as part of our like promotion? Like that's the photo for the
It's
post.
specifically the one of him in front of that hope sign in New York, taken sometime around like October 2018. I think he's on like all black and it's like a kind of baggy fit.
I can picture it. Yeah. I was gonna try to find it, but I'll find it after this.
Yeah. Hope you biases, y'all know the one. Also, yeah, the way he cares for the members, I don't know, I just think he's like really sweet. He's very sweet. And the amount of love he has for them and the group, just love it, especially his obsession with the Maknae line.
He's basically an honorary member. I mean,
pretty
he's not,
much.
but he is. Yeah.
Pretty much. I just think it's adorable. Yeah, Jimin's eternal roommate.
Spirit roomie.
Well, anything else on J-Hope?
I mean, how much time do you got? Yeah. Only Hobie can wear the NASCAR dad sunglasses. I've said it before, but I'll say it again. Like, that'll be my parting thought.
That's funny. I'm looking forward to October.
We need to like have a party or something. Let's like start planning.
Yeah, looking forward to his return. Hope he's enjoying himself. Also looking forward to if we ever get volume 2 of Hope on the Street. I did really enjoy the documentary. Of course, I just like watching J-Hope, so but you know, in general, love getting to learn more about him and his backstory, as well as his thoughts. He's really complex. But yeah, that was a J-Hope ep.
Please share with us your favorite things about J-Hope. Any moments when you fell in love, got snatched as a Hobie bias.
Favorite tracks, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Literally anything Hobie related, hit us up.
Yeah.
If it's about Hobie, the answer is yes. Slide into our DMs. Like, yeah. I will send you $500. No, I'm joking. No, do not come for me, scammers.
All yeah. right, that'll do it for today's episode of Girls with Fun. We'll see you next time.
Bye.